Okay, so how did you feel the first time you read the script?
You know, I was drawn to Tammy. And also, I just love coming-of-age stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the film has a very unique take on that. And the mother-daughter aspect of it was really interesting. The relationship was so complicated and sad and loving all the time.
What was it like to play a mother?
Well, Tammy was a very special mother. She was a single mother who's searching for Mr. Right, and she has a very hard time balancing motherhood and her search for love, as you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So she's messing up often when she's trying to find the balance between the two. But, you know, she's doing the best she can.
How did you prepare yourself for this role? I mean, this film takes place in Texas. You're originally from San Francisco. So how did you kind of, like, get into the character?
Well, I love the accent. And that was really fun. And, you know, just getting inside of Tammy's head and understanding that although she messes everything up all the time and does things seemingly really wrong, she... it was nice to put her love and heart into it, because it was also very apparent that she loved her children. And even though she makes a terrible display of it, you know, she's just got a lot of issues that she's working on. So I just had fun getting inside of her head and what she's trying to do. She wants to take care of her children, but her needs keep getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
She can't quite make her kids first.
You've been in Hollywood for, you know, you're going on your third decade. You've been in TV, films, music videos, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're an author. What else is there for you to do? Like, what goals do you have moving forward that might surprise somebody?
One of my goals is to be barefoot in forest where and have just babies and cooking and be, you know, do it all, somehow magically have that really goddess, graceful, easy life. I don't know if it's easy, but, you know, just living, like, live like it's vacation. But also, I still have so many dreams and things I want to do. I'm very passionate, so it's sort of, it's a complicated thing. But what I do have some exciting things in works right now that will be coming.
How do you want this film to ultimately be remembered? Like I said before, you've done so many different things. So how do you want this to kind of stand out in your legacy, so to speak?
It would be really nice for people to see this movie. I think the story of this young girl going, you know, coming of age is so well done. And it's such a really lovely story. And I hope that my work is interesting. I think it would be interesting to people because it's different than anything I've done. And that's exciting.
What was the relationship like on set with AJ and Billy and everyone else? How did you guys get along?
Well, AJ and myself loved each other very much. We got along instantly. I mean, she's just the sweetest, most, you know, she's a special one. How do I explain her? I think part of what makes she's so special because she loves her mom and her have such an amazing relationship. And her sister and her have such an amazing relationship. She's just really grounded in the world. Like, she's happy and she feels, I didn't feel any angst. And also her little boy, Adam, who played my son, you know, he was just edible. He couldn't out of control. He's just so delicious.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation here. Let's just say someone's walking by a movie theater and they see Angels and Stardust on the marquee and they're kind of like, do I see it? Do I not see it? What do you think, if you could say something to them, what do you think that you'd say to them to get them in the theater?
I think they, you know, if you want to have your, you know, it's like a, you know how coming-of-age movies make your heart melt? They
mm-hmm.
sort of make you go, And there's a lot of magic in this movie, and that's so interesting. I think we can all relate to that, wanting something more than what you have, and how do you get it? And that's really what's happening here, you know? She's dreaming of a better life, and I think we all can relate to that. And you know, your heart will feel warm, and hey, if you want to see me do something very different, then there's a bonus too. You know, it's a really, it's a very different role for me, and it's a really interesting relationship. The mother-daughter relationship is very interesting.